Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, about the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota.
Are connected to oil and gas. So much of our economy depends on that. And, of course, William Prentice, you've got the Davis Refinery out there. First thing that I thought of course, being involved with the Bakken is Hurricane Harvey. Is that affecting you guys or the Davis Refinery in any way?
Well, yeah, it is. Houston is sort of the energy capital of the United States, certainly, and to a growing extent of the world. Almost all of our engineering and construction contractors are located in Houston. All of the people working on designs for the refinery are located in Houston. So, you know, those people are essentially out of operation right now. So we're going to see a significant amount of delay. But, you know, I mean, a lot of people have suffered quite a bit personally in this storm. But I just have to say that whatever delay that we suffer is inconsequential compared to that kind of loss and suffering.
A couple of the comments that Lauren Scott and I were talking about, and Justin Kringstedt and I pontificated on, he didn't have the data or the knowledge to talk about it, but it sounds to me like it's happening to you, Meridian Energy Group, the Davis Refinery, and those comments were, what about the workforce? How is it going to impact the workforce, either from the specialized workers needed down in Houston because of the social responsibility, the nationalism that we have, but also their homes? There might be some people in the Marcellus or the Bakken or wherever where their home is back in Houston, and so they have to go back, or Austin, and go back and assist. And it sounds to me like that is actually happening to you guys.
You know, again, it goes back to the skill sets that we need to get the refinery going, you know, to operate it. We're going to be hiring locally and training those people up. So, you know, the impact is not there. It's on people that we've hired, you know, engineering firms and so forth that understand how to design these projects, and more importantly, how to design it using modern technology to the kind of air quality standards that we've established for ourselves in this plant. And that's been something that's hurt us over the last week, and I think it's going to take several weeks to recover. And as you mentioned, it's not so much anything professionally. It's just that offices are shut down. People are having to evacuate their homes. One of the gentlemen that is in charge of our project execution, Teo Rizquez, had to evacuate his house. TJ, Tom Johnson, who moved up to Belfield to take over operations at the site, has a house down in Galveston where his son and his family live now. And water was up to within a couple of feet of their doorstep. There's a lot of worrying going on by people that are connected with the project right now. And quite frankly, some of them are just out of operation for the next week or two till they can get their home situation and their offices reopened and so forth. So it's going to hurt us.
Yeah, and our thoughts and prayers continue to go out to those affected by Hurricane Harvey. But like I said before, you know, not to be insensitive, we do need to plan some of our lives accordingly on this. And when I look at, you know, you mentioned Tom Johnson, he's been on this program before, giving us an update. While he was out in Belfield, North Dakota, here working on the Davis Refinery, you know, and back then we were talking about some different timelines and that sort of thing. And like you and I have in the past, how is this going to impact your timelines? I mean, because so often timelines are based on milestones. And if you've got a disruption, obviously the timelines and milestones didn't anticipate something like a hurricane. So what's this going to do to your permit process with the Davis Refinery, with the construction getting underway?
Well, the impact isn't as great as it would have been had we received all of our permits earlier in the year. If we had already received our permit to construct from the Air Quality Division of the Department of Health, this hurricane would be hurting us on a day-by-day basis because, you know, just as an example, one of the long lead time items is the crude tower, and and you know, getting approval of the permit would have put us in position to finalize that design and begin fabrication. Now that we're seeing the delays associated with Harvey, once that permit is granted at some point in the future, we may see a delay because the guys that would do that fabrication for us are not yet back in business. You know, little pieces like that. Also, when there's a large capacity, increment of refining capacity, such as we see down in the Gulf, that has experienced flood damage, certain pieces of equipment that we would have maybe been able to pick up with a very short schedule will now be in large demand, and we'll have to really work hard to get what we need out in the marketplace according to our schedule. So, you know, you just never know how this is going to impact you until you get back in and start trying to build a project. But, you know, we have down in the Gulf, there's been 3 million barrels per day of refining capacity that's had to be shut down. Some of it's suffered damage. Some of it just had to shut down because of the disruptions in people getting to work and pipeline access to crude and so forth. We have yet to assess in the industry what the short-term issues are associated with getting that capacity on. And just kind of thinking ahead a little bit, you know, and how that affects the Bakken, for instance. That's three times the amount of oil production that the Bakken is producing every day. So an important demand for Bakken oil has been shut down for the past week, and in some cases can be significantly longer. That's going to impact the producers up there. It's certainly already impacted the price of oil, with WTI going down by about $5. So, you know, the ripple effect is going to spread through up to North Dakota in several different ways, not only just through our project.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, here the refinery shut down. Of course, that's what made me think of you guys right away. Like, what would happen if our refinery was going on here in North Dakota? And then, of course, I asked Justin Kringstad. He brought up the Dakota Access Pipeline, how that was kind of the way down to the Gulf. You mentioned about how the Gulf has kind of affected North Dakota's downstream production, but reiterate that a little bit. And have you compared or just thought of what would have happened or what it would be like if the refinery was up and running and something like this happened where there was a choke point in one of the, whether it's in Chicago or down in Texas, wherever it might be, how that Davis refinery would play into helping the rest of the nation through this time?
Well, you know, unfortunately, the Davis refinery is going to be relatively small compared to, you know, all the capacity on the Gulf Coast. But the fact that you have a single storm idling 3 million barrels per day of capacity is a great example of how vulnerable our energy industry is because of the concentration of those types of assets in a single location. Another example is Southern California, where you have, I think, well over a million, if not close to 2 million barrels per day of capacity that would be in trouble in the event of a major earthquake. It's not safe to have all of these plants in one spot. It's safer for the industry, for the economy, to have this this kind of asset spread out.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
I'm glad I don't live too far away. With the moonlight shining on my walk home, I'm breathing in cold, they're exhaling smoke. So quiet, I can hear it all. And I'm walking out.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
I
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.